This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We just heard about a few restaurants that are joining a no-tipping movement so they can pay all of their employees equally. But there's a restaurant in San Francisco that's been putting its workers first for a decade. The restaurant is Zazie in San Francisco's Coal Valley. Zazie hasn't eliminated tipping yet, but it's found a successful way to pay its workers a real living wage with benefits. We spent time in their kitchen last year to see how they do it.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you need a couple more minutes or have any questions about the menu?
My name is Jennifer Piala, and I'm the owner of Zazie Restaurant in Coal Valley.
Double latte?
Single is fine.
Uh-huh. We have a lot of southern style dishes, southern French dishes, the kind of food that you would cook at home if you had 4 or 5 hours to cook during the day. I've really enjoyed ownership. I found it to be a really interesting experience, especially because I had done everything else. I had worked everywhere from dishwasher to, you know, waitress, bartender. I trained as a pastry chef, worked in kitchens, managed. And during that time, you sort of develop a laundry list of things that you would do differently if you were the owner, a list of things that you wish that people saw in a different light. And so when I bought it, it was wonderful to be able to incorporate a lot of those things. We put in health insurance. We established a 401k with a 4% match. We have dental insurance, chiropractic, all the sort of things that I never received in 30 years in the restaurant business. All of that comes from the $1.25 per person surcharge, which is on our bill. And that $1.25 per person actually covers all of our costs for, you know, well, last year I think we ran up $13,000 short. But considering our health insurance is $120,000, the 401k costs $60,000 a year, you know, there's a lot of things that $125 covers. It's pretty incredible. And because of that, my staff just stays. I mean, the waitress that you talked today, Sarah Jane, has been with me for 9 years. Ernan there has been with me for 7 years. Kitchen staff, I haven't hired anyone in over 6 years. I worked with a restaurant consulting group when I first bought the restaurant. Called AOCSF, and they had 900 restaurants in San Francisco in their group. And doing analysis of my numbers, one of the things that they realized was that I had the highest labor costs and the highest profit among those 900 restaurants, and the lowest food cost and the lowest loss. Billy Baldo, who just left, you just saw him leave. He's been with me for 10 years now. And we had health insurance for about 6 months when he developed appendicitis, and he called me up and said, "Patrona, I can't come to work." And he's never called in sick the entire time. And I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "My stomach hurts so bad I can't even walk." I said, "Okay, I'm going to come get you, and we're going to go to the hospital." At the end of, you know, he was operated on, everything. I went back to get him like 2 days later, and we get down to the office, and they're giving him back his valuables. And they're like, one wedding ring, one crucifix, and one wallet with $18,496. And I'm like, "Billy, why did you bring $18,000 to the hospital?" He said, "Well, I just assumed I'd have to pay for it." And they were like, "Well, you do have to pay. It's $10 copay. We need $10. And he just couldn't believe it. He was so amazed. He had put off going to the hospital, put off calling me so that he could get as much cash from as many friends as he could, assuming that this meant that he was going to have to, you know, that this card wasn't really going to do anything. And that was such an incredible experience to see his pleasure and his joy at actually having health insurance.
All right, so what are we thinking here?
Can I get the poached eggs, Albert, please?
Mm-hmm. My motivation is twofold. I give people a living wage and want to give them a living wage and make their lives livable, including health insurance and that sort of thing. For personal reasons, for emotional reasons, that I can't imagine living as good a life as I do while the people that are actually making the money for me suffer and live six people to a studio apartment and are too afraid to go to the hospital because they have appendicitis and all of that sort of thing. I just morally couldn't do it. I was raised better than that. Secondly, it's financial and security-wise, just knowing that these people are watching out for me and they're watching out for my restaurant. I don't need to worry about this place when I'm away. I don't think it's hard to replicate. I think that there's a loss among restaurant owners in particular of the golden rule, of the idea that if how you treat people, they will return it to you. You are always trying to be sold. People are always trying to sell you things like security systems and computer systems and devices that will allow you to watch and track your employees. And the idea is to prevent employee theft. The only thing that will prevent employee theft is making them not want to steal from you and making them want to tell if someone else is. It's not only morally the right thing to do to take care of your employees, it's financially the right thing to do.